Riverfest Alora is closing its gates for the last time after 15 years of music, community, and growth. Organizers say the decision was emotional and difficult, but one they could no longer avoid after years of financial pressure and shifting industry conditions. What began as a small backyard fundraiser in 2009 grew into one of Ontario's most respected independent music festivals. Featuring more than 50 artists over 3 days, a full production team, and a volunteer base of over 600 people. But despite the passion, the popularity, and even successful operations in 2025, the numbers simply didn't add up. John Ralston, one of the founders, says a range of factors contributed to the festival's financial challenges.
Well, I don't know if it's COVID or if it's just a trend in younger people. They'd rather spend a lot of money to be able to post an image of them at a Taylor Swift show and say they were there. Is a little bit of an attitude shift. Mm-hmm. It's also, since COVID, there's also been a major downturn in sponsorship. So that's been a huge problem as well. And grant funding, government, federal and provincial grant funding. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing is that we didn't see any of it getting better. Despite, like, this year we literally ran what I would say is as perfect an operational festival as we could have run. And, you know, the weather was perfect. And our marketing over the course of the year was more thorough and fulsome than it ever has been, and spent more money on marketing than we ever have. And, our numbers were basically the exact same amount of people that are there every year. We just couldn't get that to go up. It's also a sign because we're seeing a lot of other festivals of similar size across Canada that are closing up shop as well. And can't mention any specific ones, but I know there are two or three big ones that are going to be announcing it this year as well.
Organizers say that since 2023, production costs, everything from staging to artist fees, have risen sharply while sponsorships and revenue have not kept pace. The festival has lost more than $1.2 million in the last three seasons, and the gap became impossible to bridge. One option on the table was moving the festival to a larger space, potentially allowing for more attendees and a stronger financial return. But Ralston says that ultimately, such a move would have changed what made the festival unique.
That's been an ongoing conversation probably since about 2016 or 17, I'd say. But the reality is our base, our loyal base that's always come and loved the festival, part of it is where it is and what's around it and the landscape that it's in and the connection with the town of Alora. And it just felt like if we were going to do something else bigger at another spot, it would be something different. It wouldn't be moving Riverfest. It would just be another event.
Organizers say Riverfest is not alone in its struggles. Festivals across Canada have been dealing with the same pressures, soaring costs, shifting audience habits, and sponsorship levels that are no longer sustaining independent events. Many are being forced to shrink, restructure, or close altogether. Ralston says the industry is at a tipping point.
I don't think there's much long term if it stays the way it is. I think there's a lot of festivals that are independent ones that might have some more runway, ones that have been around a lot longer, that may have a little bit more of we never had the advantage of having 50 years to build up a coffer in the bank. We were always running pretty shoestring budget, and I think some of them might have some time to keep weathering it, but unless something changes, nobody's going to start making money again. It's just going to slowly eat away at everybody. What has to change? That's a very good question. I mean, like with the housing, I'd equate it to the housing crisis or the overpriced housing and the lack of affordability for new home buyers. What changes? It's like a fundamental economic shift that has to happen because right now things just cost too much to have these kind of events.
Despite the difficult ending, the organizers say the legacy of Riverfest remains something to be proud of. In 15 years, the festival became a major cultural event for Alora and a community gathering place where music, art, and people came together. Staff will stay on through the wind down process, and early ticket buyers for 2026 will receive a refund. They will get details soon. Fans and supporters are encouraged to share memories and stories online using the hashtag RiverFestAllura, celebrating a festival that left a lasting mark on the community and the Canadian music scene. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.